Medical device manufacturers across the state are getting some temporary relief after lawmakers passed a 2-year suspension of the medical device tax at the end of last year. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, they're hopeful the suspension will turn into a permanent repeal of the tax under a new precedent.
The warehouse at Cook Medical's Bloomington headquarters is bustling with energy. A pressurized conveyor belt pushes dozens of white and red packages down the line. Workers throw in plastic packaging before sending them off to be shipped around the world. Cook employs about 5,000 people in Indiana, and the company would like to expand its operations. But Vice President of Public Policy Gretchen Gutman says they put some of those plans on hold when the medical device tax went into effect 3 years ago.
Cook had on its design table 5 manufacturing plants that they were hoping to build in the United States. And the minute that tax was adopted, those expansion plans were put on hold.
The medical device tax helps offset the costs of the Affordable Care Act. The argument is, since medical device manufacturers could benefit from expanded health care coverage nationwide, they should help foot some of the bill. The Congressional Research Service estimates the levy could generate $29 billion in net revenues over 10 years. But medical device manufacturers like Cook say that's coming at a significant cost to them.
A lot of people say, well, it was just 2.3%, but the real impact to Cook was it raised our tax liability 32%.
The medical device tax is an excise tax, which means it's an off-the-top tax that isn't paid for directly by consumers. George Telthorst is director of the Center for Business Life Sciences at Indiana University's Kelley School. He says that translates to a significant impact on the finances of Indiana's manufacturers.
For companies that are doing well, some calculations I've seen on the back of the envelope say it's probably equivalent to a 10 or 15% increase in income tax.
For the next 2 years, companies won't have to shoulder that burden. Lawmakers passed a suspension of the tax with their spending budget in December. Republican Senator Dan Coats says
it never should have been put in there in the first place. It is a tax unlike any other tax. If you don't make a profit, if you don't earn income as a taxpayer, you don't owe tax. But this one imposed taxes, whether you had a profit or not, simply on your sales.
The life sciences industry is huge in Indiana, accounting for roughly 1/3 of the state's exports. Because of the industry's impact, both of Indiana's senators support a full repeal of the medical device tax, but multiple efforts to kill it have failed. Coates is hopeful that could change next year.
79 senators voted on a budget bill a couple of years ago, stating their position on full repeal. That was a very substantial amount of Democrats on their side and Republicans, all the Republicans. 79 out of 100 is a pretty good indicator that there will be real support for going forward under a new president.
Until then, companies like Cook say the temporary relief will allow them to address short-term needs like hiring. But once the suspension ends, Gutman says they'll be faced with more tough decisions.
You can't pay for a tax that has that kind of an impact by reducing the number of pencils or paper clips that you buy. It really means you're not going to expand your company. You're not going to do R&D research. So it really has an impact on allowing a company to innovate.
Gutman says Cook will continue working with legislators to get the tax repealed. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.